Beloved, we are glad to have you join us for this sermon. We pray that it inspires you, draws you closer to the knowledge of God, and builds your faith. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, we thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Holy Ghost, we are set for another encounter. Let everyone be visited. Let everyone be imparted. Thank you and thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In the name of Jesus Christ. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1. Look at what you have done to yourself. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 1. He said, follow after charity and desire spiritual gift, but rather that ye may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him. Howbeit, in the spirit, what is he speaking? What is he speaking? He that speaketh in the spirit, hear me, is a language that no man understands. If you are not being baptized with the evidence of speaking in tongues, you have limited your destiny. Whatever you speak in the language of men, men understand. And the devil is a man. So it can frustrate your prayers. But when you speak in the tongues, you are not speaking to man. It's direct access to God. And when you speak in mysteries, he make you mastery over situations of life. Hear me. Today, the Holy Ghost will baptize you afresh. By the empowerment of the Holy Ghost today, every form of stagnation will be humiliated. By the empowerment of the Holy Ghost today, your life will take a new turn. Hear me, it will be a service that you live to remember. This is in a hurry. Area will be imparted. Everything concerning you today will speak of all glory. Holy Ghost, do what no man can do. Interrupt this service. Let there be instant testimonies. Let there be instant healings. Let there be instant deliverances. Let everyone live here with their testimony. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your presence. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we say thank you for the sent word. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Put your hands together and let's comfortably take our seat in his presence. This season is a special season. Be ready for divine encounter. When the Holy Ghost appeared in the upper room, people outside heard them. And they were confounded. What is happening? Hear me. Before you leave, at your appearance, they will scream that something good has taken place in your life. I said something good has taken place in your life. So this month, we are looking at our prophetic focus is on my dependable destiny helper is here. Can you say that to yourself? John chapter 14, verse 16. John 14 verse 16. And I pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. I pray the Father. Jesus' prayer is for you. And any prayer Jesus prays, the Father answers. So this morning, Jesus is saying, he's praying to the Father for you. Look at the prayer that he's praying for you. That he will give you another comforter. So God cannot stop or deny Jesus' prayer. That he may abide with you for some days. For certain days. For what? Forever. Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not. Neither knoweth him, but ye know him. For he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. What a sweet Holy Spirit that we have. What a sweet Holy Spirit. Just celebrate him with a clap of rain. now, for better understanding, let's go to the Amplify. John 14, verse 16. Let's go to the Amplify. And I will ask the Father, He will give you another helper. I'm reading from the Amplify. The helper means comforter, advocate, intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby. What again do you need? One person, the help, comforter, advocate. He will stand in the gap for you. Intercessor, counselor, strengthener, standby. Even when you are asleep, he's on standby. What a wonderful spirit that we have. He will be with you at all times. He will strengthen you. So I don't care to know what brought you here. Your body is weak, but you'll be strengthened. Somebody who are at the verge of giving up, you don't know where to go, left or right, the counselor will advise you today. He will show you the way to go. That is the spirit that God has given unto us. And that is why we need him. We need, somebody say, I need him. But make sure you don't quench him. Because the spirit can be quenched. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieve not him. You can quench him. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 19. Quench not the Spirit. Quench him not. Careless living, sinful life can easily quench him. If it's not with you, everything can be against you. But when it's with you, nothing can molest you. From today, you will encounter him as never before. So all through our Sunday teaching series, we'll be looking at engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. Engaging the help of the Holy Spirit towards fulfillment of destiny. What most believers believe about the Holy Spirit is as power. They only know about power. But there are other dimensions of the Holy Spirit that you and I need to know. We have, as we can see from Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. Isaiah 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom. 2. The spirit of understanding. The spirit of counsel. The spirit of mind. The spirit of knowledge. And the fear of the Lord. There are 7 spirits. And these spirits were evident upon the life of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 24. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God. Someone say the power of God. And the wisdom of God is broken into two. The power of God and the wisdom. So the spirit of mind and power is two. All the other 5 comes under the spirit of wisdom. And these spirits were upon Christ. That is why his destiny was not frustrated. That is why his life was not challenged. Hear me, we need all the 7 spirits. Someone said we need all the 7 spirits. It is 7. If you are operating in 1 out of 7 is a fail. You are operating in 2 out of 7 is a fail. And hear this. We have a man called Samson. He was operating in 1 of the spirits. He was operating in the spirit of what? Spirit of what? Spirit of what? Power or might. But he fell because the spirit of the fear of the Lord was not there. So you can be dangerously anointed, but if you don't carry all the other 7 spirits, you are vulnerable. Samson fell because the other spirits were not there. We know a man called Solomon. What spirit was he carrying? The spirit of what? But the spirit of the fear of the Lord was not there. Did he fall? Yes, he fell. So if this man fell as a result of not having the totality of the spirit, you need to stand very well.
You need to stand very well. That is why we need the Spirit. Hear me, I'm not going to go into details. Come for midweek service. Come for midweek what? Service. We are taking all the Spirit one at a time. Those who are here on Wednesday were baptized with the Spirit of understanding. Those who came on Thursday were baptized with the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. Then on Friday, we're baptized with the Spirit of mind. Now you are asking me, what are we going to do next Tuesday, Wednesday? Come and see for yourself. Hear me, we need it. And we all need a teacher to teach us. The reason why you are at that standpoint, you are too proud to be taught. You know, midweek service is for those who want to know me. I have done LBCC, I've done LCC, I've done LDC. Even what Papa has not even taught, I've already done it. That is why you are that standstill. If you miss this month's services, you are on your own. Because it can manifest in midweek when you are not there. That will be the day of manifestation. What am I saying? Please be committed. Hear me. You are not the only one working. Everybody is working. Don't let the job stop you from what you need in life. If the Holy Ghost is not there, your life is at risk. We need him. If Jesus operated fulfilling destiny by the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we need him more. I pray for somebody. Your lives will not be frustrated. Your lives will not be affected. Let that amen show it. This is why the Holy Ghost is referred to as the Spirit of Grace. Somebody say the Spirit of Grace. Because he carries the multifaceted engracement that enables believers to fulfill their... Indeed, the first one was David. Look at 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. 1 Samuel 16, verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord, capital S, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon who? David. From that day forward, that day, his identity changed. His destiny was transformed. He could boldly, confidently approach Goliath. Everything about the status of David changed because the Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Hear me this afternoon. Your identity is changing. Your destiny is being transformed. Why? The Holy Ghost is coming upon you. Declare to yourself, he's coming upon me. Declare that upon yourself. He was overlooked. But after the empowerment, the potential, the gifting in him began to emerge. And from the shepherd boy straight to the palace. Somebody, this week will be your week of enthronement. I say it will be your week of enthronement. Why? By the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, you will no longer be frustrated. Declare to yourself, I'll no longer be frustrated. Look at another man that the destiny was transformed. Daniel. Daniel existed in a class of his own. In Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. Daniel chapter 5, verse 11. Hear what the Bible says. Daniel 5, verse 11. It says, there is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. They couldn't describe it. And in the days of thy father, light. Somebody say light. Say understanding. And what? Wisdom. Like the wisdom of the gods were found in him. Whom the king, Nebu, thy father, the king, I say, thy father, made him what? Master. Over who? Magicians, astrologers, chaldeans, and soothsayers. By that spirit, he was catapulted into the realm of beauty. Hear me, today will mark every form of shame in your life. The spirit upon him dignify him. That is why I want to appeal to everyone. Please, this season, don't miss any of the services. Whether WSF, whether Covenant Tower you are connecting, whether you are coming to church on Wednesday, be in the rush. Because what you have been struggling for, this month, the Holy Ghost will take over. What you have been believing God for, This month, he's taking over. And when he takes over, it is over. That situation will be over in your life. Now look at our Master Jesus. Destiny transformed. He shifted level in all realms when the Spirit came upon him. Luke chapter 3, verse 21. Luke 3, verse 21. Hear what the Bible says. Luke 3, verse 21. Luke 3, verse 21. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also being baptized and praying, the heavens was open. Now look at the next verse now. The heavens was open and the Holy Ghost descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, thou art my beloved son. In thee I am well pleased. For somebody this afternoon, the Holy Ghost will be descending upon you. I said the Holy Ghost will be descending upon you. That is why he's also called the Spirit of Glory. Somebody say the Spirit of Glory. He came to terminate every shame. Hear this scripture that will surprise you. And I want you to go home with this scripture in your heart. 1 Peter 4, verse 14. We are going to read it together. 1 Peter 4, verse 14. Let's get that on the screen so that we can all read it together now. 1 Peter 4, verse 14. Now let's go. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God rested upon you. And on your part is evil, spoken of. But on your part is what? Glorified. What spirit rests upon you? What spirit rests upon you? I say, what spirit rests upon you? Now, can that spirit share with the spirit of shame? From today, every form of shame is coming to an end. I say, every form of shame is coming to upon him. Hear me, live here with the understanding that the spirit of glory rests upon me. You will no longer experience any shame again. You will not suffer any shame again. In the name of Jesus Christ. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of glory. This is why an understanding of who the Holy Spirit is, what he does, and how we can enjoy his diverse ministries in our work with him cannot be overemphasized. Cannot be overemphasized. When you look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 7. He said, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit without. He's there for you. That is why the seven spirits, you must crave for it. And last Thursday, I told them, they are seven spirits. Somebody say seven spirits. How many days do you have in a week? So every day, pray for one. Every day, do what? Instead of wasting your time on social media, TikTok, talk, etc. Use that time to pray. For the spirit of wisdom, pick it on Monday. The spirit of the fear of the Lord, pick it on Tuesday. If you are praying this consciously, by the time the month is coming to an end, your intellectuals have changed. Your dignity has been transformed. Why? The Holy Ghost cannot be in you and you'll be harassed. For somebody, every form of shame and harassment and end has come to them all in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, two things today that we are looking at. The Holy Spirit empowers believers to fulfill our glorious destiny. He empowers believers to fulfill their glorious destiny. He is there to empower us that our destiny will be fulfilled. Because Christians, we carry great destiny, that is why you are being under attack. Every destiny that the devil knows is meant to be great will be an attack. The reason why you are going through that challenge, the devil knows that you are meant to be great. But hear me, in this service, every form of test will turn into testimonies for you. I say every form of test will turn into testimonies for you. So he empowers us to fulfill destiny gloriously. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Romans 8, verse 29. For whom he did foreknow, him also he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, then he also called. And whom he called, them he also what? Justified. And whom he justified, them he also what? Glorified. So you carry a glorious destiny. I say you carry a glorious destiny. I say you carry a glorious destiny. Your amen mean let it be so. I say you carry a glorious destiny. No more shame again. Because the glory of God rests upon your life. It rests upon your life. Rest upon your life. That is what we must keep on declaring to ourselves. I carry glorious destiny. Anywhere you step, shame is not permitted. My life is meant to reflect his glory. Because according to Job chapter 22, verse 28. Job 22, verse 28. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be what? Established. So whatever you declare concerning your glorious destiny, it shall be established. Somebody declare to yourself, I have a glorious destiny. Cry. My life is not a mistake. I am chosen, anointed, appointed for glory. Every force contending with my destiny is silenced by the power of the Holy Ghost. Is silenced by the power of the Holy Ghost. My path is ordained to shine brighter and brighter. My future is glorious. Declare, my future is glorious. I shall fulfill destiny. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing delayed. Somebody celebrate Jesus. You carry a glorious destiny. Nothing shall be missing. Nothing shall be broken. Nothing shall be delayed. If somebody is hearing me and you receive unfortunate email this week, by the testimony of today, yours will be congratulated. Every form of misfortune will turn into fortunate for you. Why? I carry a glorious destiny. Declare that I carry a glorious destiny. No more shame. No more reproach in my family, in my business, in my career. No more shame. I refuse to be shameful. I refuse that. It's not your portion. No more. You are meant to reflect his glory. Whatever that does not portray his glory will never be seen in your life. I say will never be seen in your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. What again? I carry a royal destiny. Somebody say, I carry a royal destiny. Let that be your slogan. I carry a royal destiny. You keep on saying it. As soon as they hear of thee, they will run away. The strangers, when they keep on hearing those words, they will run away. Because words are powerful. And every declaration that you declare concerning yourself will be confirmed in the name of Jesus Christ. Royal destiny. Look at Revelation chapter 5, verse 10. Revelation 5, verse 10. Let me start from verse 9. And they sang a new song. Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seal thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred, every tongue, every people and nation, and hast made unto our God, who are we? Kings and what? Priests. And where are we meant to reign? Where are we meant to reign? So in that office, you will reign. In that career, you reign. In that business, you reign. Every prophetic word that you truly receive and believe will become of you. I said, this season, you'll be reigning. And hear this, Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4. Ecclesiastes 8 verse 4. Where the word of the king is, there is power. Where the word of God is, the word of a king is, there is what? Power. So I want you to say once again, I have a royal destiny. I'm not an ordinary. I am seated with Christ, reigning in power and in dominion. My words carry divine authority. My decrees shall be established. I walk in dignity, favor, wisdom, befitting my royal calling. From today, nobody will turn your word back again. You go for that interview, every declaration will be celebrated. Every answer that you give will be celebrated. Why? Where the word of a king is, there is power. So for somebody, you'll be taking over. I say you'll be taken over by the endowment of the Spirit this afternoon. Your status will shift for good. If that is you, let the amen be very loud. What again? I have an enviable destiny. Enviable destiny. Enviable destiny. Genesis chapter 26, verse 12. Genesis 26, verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. The year has not ended. Whatever you have sown this year, you will reap it. I say, whatever you have sown into that business, you will reap it. Whatever you have sown into that career, you will reap it. And the man waxed great, went forward, grew until he became very great. For he had possession of flocks and possession of herds and great store of servants. And the Philistines envied him. That will be your testimony from today. I said, that will be your testimony from today. But we need the spirit of faith to make sure or to actualize all this. The spirit of faith. When nothing moves you, you are so convinced that whatever God has said, he will bring it to pass. Luke chapter 1 verse 45. Blessed is she that believes. For there shall be what? A performance of those things which were told her of the Lord. At the beginning of the year, God spoke to us. It's our new year era. Our new era year. The year has not ended. If you can hold on to this prophetic word, by the time this year is coming to an end, it will be confirmed that your testimony has been shared on this altar. Hold on to it. Don't allow the devil to shake you. God cannot lie. Declare to yourself, my God cannot lie. Declare that confidently. God cannot lie. Believe every prophetic word. Hear me. Every prophetic word that you believe and you receive, you have committed God's integrity to make it happen in your life. New era. And hear this. God specializes in speaking loudest at the end. We are in the last quarter. Your testimony will not be carried over. I said it will not be carried over. Whatever God has destined for you, you will surely manifest it. But we need the Holy Ghost. We need him. The Holy Ghost is our guide towards the full realization of our enviable destiny. We need him. That is why this season, we must all subscribe to his leadership. We need him. Isaiah chapter 48, verse 17. Isaiah 48, verse 17. That says the Lord, the Holy One, I'm the Lord thy God, which teaches thee to profit, and which leadeth thee by the way which thou shouldest go. The Spirit will lead us this season. No one will miss their steps. I say no one will miss their step. But he guide us step by step and little by little. Somebody say step by step and little by little. Step by step. One step at a time. God ever said something in a first service. He said that no one become great overnight. Every greatness is over a time. No one become great. Step by step, he will take you there. Just celebrate God for every testimony that he has given you. He has given you one bedroom, celebrating for it. When soon and very soon, he will change it for you. You have 10 hours a week, celebrate God. He said, what is 10 hours? You will not get any more hours again. So that you know that there is a difference between 10 hours and 0 hours. If he has given you 10 hours, celebrate him. Somebody is looking for 2 hours. He has not gotten it yet. You have 10 hours. Anytime you come back, you are complaining. Look at what they even said. Look at what they did. God said, this man is not grateful. I was testing you with a little to see how grateful you are before I move you. Now that I know that you are ungrateful, even the 10 that you have, I'm going to take from you. That will not be you. I said, that will not be you. So little by little, he takes us to where we are meant to be. No one will miss it in the name of Jesus Christ. We also have the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the seal of our protection. Somebody say the seal of our protection. The Holy Spirit is the seal of our protection. We live in a wicked world where people that they are laughing with you, they don't have anything good for you. They show their teeth, but their heart is bitter against you. Their mind is calculating evil against you. You are sharing testimony and they are finding a way to frustrate your life. And come back to say, yeah, well, you know the one that you shared that testimony? I thought that testimony was for you. Whatever they have said concerning you will backfire on them. I said it will backfire on them. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. 1 John 5, verse 18. we know that whosoever is born of God sinned not, but that which is begotten of God keepeth him, that the wickedness toucheth him. Look at verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. But the Holy Ghost protect us against the wickedness of the wicked. That is why we need him. He protect us against the wickedness of the wicked. Look at Psalm 105, verse 13. Psalm 105, verse 13. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying what? Touch not my anointed, and what? Do my prophet no harm. From today, by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, you become touch not. Whatever touches people's life will not touch you. Whatever touches people's business will not touch you. Whatever frustrates people's career will not frustrate you. Why? I have come touch not anointed. So the Holy Ghost will place a seal of touch not upon you. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13. Ephesians 1, verse 13. In whom also you trusted, after you have heard the word of the truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after ye believe, ye were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Somebody declare to yourself, I am sealed by the Spirit, and wickedness is not permitted to touch me. Say that again. I am sealed by the Spirit, and wickedness is not permitted to touch me. That will be your testimony from today. No wickedness upon your life again. No wickedness will come near your dwelling again. The wickedness is not permitted to come near anyone because you carry the mark of Christ. Somebody say, I carry the mark of Christ. Look at Ezekiel 9, verses. And little children, women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark upon. So from today, no evil come near you again. Galatians 6, verse 17. From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lift up your right hand. From today, you become untouchable. Whatever touches people's life is not permitted to touch you. Whatever destroys families is not permitted to destroy your family. Whatever afflicts destinies is not permitted to touch you. From today, you are marked out for touch not. You are marked out for touch not. By the mark of Christ upon your body, you become touch not. You become touch not. Let the amen show it. You carry that mark. So that means your levels must change. Somebody say, my levels must change. Somebody say, my levels must change. So by the mark of Christ coming upon you, God is going to change your levels. You are going to move into another realm now. For the path of the just is as a shining light. It shines what? Brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. The Holy Ghost is set to deliver you from every form of stagnation. But hear this and hear me very well. For somebody to change levels, he must remain faithful. Faithfulness is a covenant requirement for access to next level experience. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Somebody say faithfulness. It's a covenant requirement for next level access to, for our access to next level experience. Faithfulness. Every new level in the kingdom is accessed through proving faithfulness in our current level. Every new level. Look at Luke chapter 19, verse 12. Luke 19, verse 12. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to raise for himself a kingdom and to return. Verse 13. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I heard. I come. Now let's jump to verse 17. Let's see how faithful these servants were. And he said unto them, well, thou good servant, because thou hast been faithful in very little, thou have authority over 10 cities. Levels change. Somebody say levels change. And he said to the second, Lord, thy pound has gained 5 more. And he said likewise, be thou also overheard 5 cities. 5 cities. Level change because they were faithful in the assignment entrusted into the hand.
It's a common knowledge
that only those in service in any organization are eligible for promotion. Only those in service. Somebody says only those in service. Ask the one by your side. What service are you rendering to God in this house? This is our organization. What service are you rendering to God? What service are you rendering unto God? So that means if the person did not give you any answer, please, I'm not a prophet of the doom. You have no reward. God cannot change your level. I can't turn the Bible because of you. But I would rather preach the Bible to change your status. If you are not serving, you are not a candidate for new levels. Why would God change your levels? To go and misbehave? To go and just be carrying girls here and there? No, he will change your levels to bring profit to his kingdom. To bring profit to his kingdom. We need to hear this truth. Some of us, we have been hearing it, but it doesn't enter. But when I say God prospers you, you say amen. But when I'm asking you, are you serving? You say, no, I don't want to serve. Hear me. When they came, they had something in their hands that it was multiplied. The other one came in 10, it was multiplied. The other one that came in 5, it was multiplied. If you have nothing and you multiplied it by 1 million, what would that be? 0 times 1 million is what? Somebody say 1 million, God forgive you. So when I catch you, report yourself. Anything times 0 is 0. So don't expect your levels to change. We need to hear this. Hear me. God has so many people to do the assignment. For him to count on you is a real privilege. There are people who can do it better. Some of you have skills that you can render to the house of God. But until you see money, never. Never. But what he does with you when you are rendering a service unto him is more than what money can buy. He said, you shall serve. And he will take sickness. Can money take sickness? That means millionaires will not die. He said, you shall serve and he will give you long life. Can money give long life? That means the people will choose how long they want to live. But it's only the one in service that is entitled to reward. I trust God for you that your service to God will not be corrupted. I say your service to God will not be corrupted. John chapter 12 verse 26. John 12 verse 26. If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my father honor. Abraham, the faithful, experienced next level all through his 100 years work with God. He was changing levels, one level at a time. We also saw that in Moses. He was faithful to the very end and experienced supernatural advancement. Now the question is, what are the areas that we are called to be faithful? What are the areas? One, I'm giving you 7. And at the end, ask yourself where I belong. And can I say this humorously? When light breaks, walk in it. What did I say? When light breaks, do what? Walk in it. Don't delay. Anywhere you find yourself not actively involving, please take a step. When God's servant was going through this, I've already rewritten some of my things that I'm going to do. Now, the first one is faithfulness in prayer. Somebody say faithfulness in prayer. Consistent and tireless. Consistent and tireless. Faithfulness in prayer. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Men ought to pray and not to faint. Pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. I told you the last time, Smith, well, guess what? He says he never prayed 30 minutes. But it doesn't work 30 minutes without praying. So every day, how many times has he prayed? Why would such a person will not be hearing from God? He doesn't work 30 minutes without prayers. Faithfulness in prayers. You know, it's at times we need to, maybe people can explain it better. Please get connected to our covenant hour. The whole week, at least one. Start from somewhere. Not those who are coming, not that they don't have anything to do. They are too smart because they want their day to be glorious. Because anybody that encounter God in the morning, you will encounter God's presence. We learn that. And the presence of God can never be humiliated by the enemy. You know the reason why people don't join our covenant hour? Let me tell you. Because we don't do. Devil, clear from my business. Devil, come out from him. We are too smart. It's not a wrong prayer, but we have advanced. God, visit your church. God, save the souls. God, let every new newcomer, come in here, be established. As you are praying for them, he has taken over yours. People don't join. I've seen people join other prayer form because over there, fire, die, fire, die. They are not dying, you know. They may die. It may take some time. But Holy Ghost, bring them in. Instantly, you're already delivered because you are profitable in his kingdom. Tomorrow morning, I want to see your name over there. I'll do a root test. I'll be checking through how many of you are connecting. Hear me? You don't need me to check. It's between you and your God. It's between you and who? Your God. If you can do once a week, please get connected. Sold yourself out. Men of old who cause outstanding breakthroughs in life, they are men of prayers. You can't put prayer down and fulfill destiny. No. The prayer altar is the altar of empowerment. From somebody hearing me, your level of authority will be taking you turn. One, faithfulness in word study, in Bible studies. Faithfulness in Bible studies. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Faithfulness in Bible study. Study to show yourself what? Approved unto God. Approved unto God. A workman that needed not to be ashamed. Rightly what? Divine. So God will only approve you when he has first of all approved you. Study. Bible study. We spend so many times on social media. There's nothing wrong doing it, but start your day with God. Don't start your day with breaking news. You will break down before the day. Start the day with heavy news. Charge yourself up. Reading all these things, it will put fear in you naturally. It will put fear in you. Hear me? From today, your life will take a new turn. Whatever other people fear, they will fear you. What again? Faithfulness in soul winning and establishment. Faithfulness in soul winning. We are consistently, God's servant was saying this morning, when he was preaching, that he still goes out to win souls. He still goes out. When someone is telling you, thank God, no more operation again. You are now operation dignified. You don't need operation to go out. Now you have been taught. Step into it. Step into it. John 15, verse 16. Faithfulness in giving to advance the kingdom. Faithfulness in giving to advance the kingdom. Please, you can also serve God in those areas. You can't transport people. You can sow into people's life. We have so many of our zones that on their platform, they have zonal contribution. Some people bring £5, £10, and every Sunday, we carry people to church. Hear me, when you get to that stage, you have taken your name from people who will be struggling for transportation. Anytime the need arise, the solution is already there. I see God visiting us in the name of Jesus Christ. Faithfulness in walking in love towards the brethren. Walking in love towards the brethren. Faithfulness in walking in love towards the brethren. Galatians chapter 6, verse 2. We need to show love. We need to show love. One thing that holds a church strong is the spirit of love. Please don't divide the church. If it's not from my country, I can't help the person. If it's not from my tribe, I can't help that person. Hear me? There's no tribalism in heaven. If you're operating tribalism now, you have limited yourself. I don't know whether you make it or not, too, because over there's no tribalism. So I don't know how you are going to be escorted over there. Stop that. Everyone is your sister. Everyone is your brother. If there's something, if it's not connected to you from where you are coming from, never, nothing moves you. It is not the spirit of God. We carry the spirit of love. And I see that spirit helping us in the name of Jesus Christ. Next one, number 6, faithfulness in your calling, assignment, and the work of your hand. Faithfulness in your calling, assignment, and the work of your hand. You see that the man be found diligent, and he will stand before kings. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 29. Faithfulness is your calling, assignment, and the work of your hand. Then faithfulness in your marriage and parenting. Faithfulness in your marriage and what? Parenting. Faithfulness in your marriage and parenting. Please, couples, be faithful. Hear me. Let me shock you with this. You are believing God for the fruit of the room. And you are not faithful to each other in the home. God will not waste his resources. Because the child that he will bless you with, your unfaithfulness will destroy that child. You have 3 children, mother, wife. And there is no faithfulness. There is no connectivity at home. God will not put you on top of a career that you oversee more people. because the two that you have at home is a challenge to you. Be faithful. Whatever unfaithfulness we are doing at home is affecting the destiny of the children. Please, we are in a country that the children are vulnerable. If you push them out, you have crushed their destiny. The only thing that will embrace them, that they see that mom and dad are very faithful. They see love. They see connectivity. They see union. They are at home. They feel at home. Well, and not because of this and this, but let me say this. There are some children over here. When they finish sixth form, they are in a hurry to run away from home. They are in a hurry because there's no peace at home. When they are released, they say, oh, like a bird out of the snare of the fowler, they'll start flying anywhere. Because, and they don't want to come back. You call them, they don't want to come back. Because the house is so tense. And if God doesn't have such ones, they will have bit some people that will destroy their destiny. Because the home is not peaceful. That will not happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why on Saturday, somebody say Saturday, we are having a family talk. And every parent, man, wife, even if you are a single mom, you are parenting, you are meant to be here. We are going to be taught. In fact, God ever said something and I want to upgrade it. If we don't see you and you book for appointment to come and see me, I will cancel that appointment. I wouldn't waste my time. This opportunity for us all to learn. I am coming. God's servant is coming. Other people are coming. And you are too big to come because you know everything. And yet you are knocking our doors all the time. Never. Be here and listen. It will help you and the family. And hear this. Husband, don't push your wife. I will stand at the door. If you are coming without your husband, I'll ask you to go back and bring him. Wife, don't send your wife. Yeah. Okay. That, because I say wife, don't send your wife. You understand what I mean? Wife, don't send your husband. Come together, sit together, learn together, and celebrate together. Is God not the humorous God? Somebody put your hands together unto the Lord. Rise to your feet and begin to appreciate him now. Give him all the thanks. Give him all the praise. Thank you and thank you, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Now in a minute, Lord, help me to be faithful in my prayer life, in my word studies, in my soul winning, in giving to the kingdom, in working in love, in my assignment, in my marriage. Lord, help me. Somebody pray now in the next 30 seconds now. Lord, give me that grace to be faithful, to remain faithful, to remain faithful, to remain faithful, not to disappoint destiny. Lord, and grace me, Lord, to remain faithful in my assignment, in my calling, in my responsibility as a husband, my responsibility as a wife. Lord, and grace me. Lord, and grace me. Father, we say thank you. Blessed be unto your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Before God's servant come to release the blessings, hear this. The path of the just, whether the devil likes it or not, is ordained to shine brighter and brighter. As a child of God, there's no better yesterday. Your tomorrow must be greater. And the Holy Ghost is in a hurry to do it. So this season, everyone, your destiny will change gloriously. But look at the word. It says the path of the just, the righteous, the righteous, the righteous. Somebody, I want you to be blessed before you leave here. It's only the righteous that God has taken upon himself to make their path shine brighter and brighter. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed. He said, Jesus, I need my path to be brighter. I need you into my heart, into my life, to ordain me for a perfect life that you have in store for me. With our eyes closed, with our head bowed, you need Jesus to help you. You need Jesus to direct you. You need him into your heart. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Boldly, we don't have time now. Boldly, God bless you. Lift up your right hand wherever you are. Boldly and confidently. That Jesus, I need that personal touch. Personal touch from you. Personal touch with you. Lift it up right. I want to see your right hand so that we can pray together. Now, wherever you are, lift it boldly, confidently. God bless you for taking that initiative. Now, with your right hand lifted, don't mind the one standing by your side. Please, take a step of faith. Come to the altar now. Nobody's watching you. Quickly, come to the altar now. If I were you, I will not waste time at all. Because he is set to change my path. He is set to ordain me for glory. He is set to bring an end to shame. Somebody do it quickly now. Nobody is looking at you. If I were you, I would be in a hurry because my path is ordained to shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. Quickly, join them now. You lifted your right hand and nobody's watching you. You need Jesus. You need him into your life, into your heart for a better and a prosperous future. In the name of Jesus Christ, those of you in front, put your right hand on your chest and say these prayers after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for today, for your grace that has located me. Today, I confess you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart, die with me, and restore me to glory and dignity. Jesus, help me to live for you and for your kingdom. Thank you for the grace that has reached me in Jesus' mighty name. Now I pray for you upon this confession, the blessings will speak for you. As you step out, you step into your authority. No more frustration, no more delay. In the name of Jesus Christ. Daddy, we say thank you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. You have made that prayer now. We have one of our pastors over there. They will give you a very brief information to help you with your journey with Christ. Somebody put your hands for them now. Make it bigger and louder.
We believe you were blessed by this sermon. For more messages like this, you can join us at Winners Chapel International, Birmingham. Call us on 0121-622-1662 or email us at info.birmingham@winners-chapel.org. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us again next time. Jesus is Lord.